He says his daughter was his life. The Poland-Belarus border isn't the only route desperate Iraqis are taking. Yusuf Habib's daughter died as she tried to get from Turkey to Italy in a smuggler's boat in early November. But the vessel capsized, killing her. The pain is still raw.
I tried to prevent her from going, but it did not work. She wanted help for her daughter, who suffered from ill health. So she decided to travel with her husband. She didn't make it. Her husband and my granddaughter survived. They are back here. My granddaughter is still sick.
Ibrahim is a human rights lawyer. He says the blame lies with local government for not providing opportunities for people.
It's a shame to see our youth suffering on the borders of Belarus and Poland, leaving their wealthy country. But because of corruption and injustice, our youth have to leave the country. They have no opportunities here. Our politicians are the ones to blame.
You don't have to go far in Erbil to find young people desperate to leave. Jihad's a university graduate, yet the only work he can find is a low-paying clerical job outside the local court.
Life is so hard here, I'm ready to leave the country and sell everything I own and pay smugglers just to leave for another country. Everything is corrupt here and they aren't sharing the wealth of the nation.
Iraq is beginning repatriation flights from Belarus on the 18th of November. But even if that route is closed, there are still plenty of people who'll find any way necessary to get out, no matter what the cost, no matter what the success rate, and no matter how dangerous it is. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera, Erbil.